Thank you, Chair, for giving me the opportunity to answer the kind question of the United Kingdom. Your question concerns whether we have plans to make this tool mandatory or to incorporate it in the legislation. The first idea was with the development of this tool is to have a voluntary tool for researchers to get a quick view of whether their research has potential dual use aspects. And the intention is that it is up to the institute to decide whether this tool will be used and how frequently that tool is used. It is up to different national governments, of course, to feel free whether they should implement it in legislation or regulations. But furthermore, I would like to stress whether this tool can also be subject to the documents that the WHO is preparing right now. And it should be promoted, I think, through different international channels as well. But as I said, it's up to the national governments whether they should implement it or not. So the tool right now is voluntary. We do not store any data that has been entered during this tool, as this is also a concern for certain countries we understood recently. So I hope I satisfactorily answered your question. Thank you.